Okay, so you're going on a plane, a train, a wagon, a car, a bus. Pick your mode of transportation. Do you make a Zeman? You got 3 people, you got 10 people. Often happens, you have a school trip, or you have a, if it's not a school crowd, you could have a trip for retirees who are going to these programs. A lot of schools have that. You go and do the programs together, and you have a group where you go on a tour, right? I saw some old pictures from the shul. Rabbi Mrs. Winter shared with me a picture from the 20th anniversary, 40th anniversary, of Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld Zatzal with a little group of people on their way to Israel. You know, a big, nice sign with the national Young Israel Carnels. You got to do that also again. So you have a group of people flying with Rabbi Fabian, and now the question was, do you make a Zeman? You're all sitting next to each other on the plane. You get your nice, delicious airline meals. I don't know if they had that in those days, but now they do. So you get your nice kosher meals. I don't know if you could wash on some of that food. I don't know if it's some food you make a brach at all on some of that, but let's assume it's good enough that you make a brach. Well, you bring your own food.
You bring your own food,
exactly. And you have 10 people sitting right there. You get the same seats. Do you make a Zeman in such a situation? Or classic case is a coach bus. You're going on a tour, you're touring Eretz Yisrael, you're going with a group of people, everyone gets their food, you eat on the bus, and now you have a nice spacious area. Do you make a Zeman?
Why not?
I would have said, why not?
Mitzarif.
Okay, so you're mitzarif, you're all meeting from the same person, let's say it's all Elal's food, let's say you're eating Elal's food.
I mean, you have to intend to be eating together.
So you all said, the rabbi gets up and he announces, we're all going to have our delicious food right now, and we're going to a coach bus. You're going to give you distribute food on your way to your 2-hour trip in Eretz Yisrael. You're driving 2 hours on the bus. They give out lunch to everyone. Why would you not make a Zeman? Now, I plan to scare all of you in this chabura. So it starts. Okay, but it's all a nice coach. You can see each other. It's the coach bus the way it is. It's set up. You have a nice aisle. You can see people.
Mechitza down the middle.
It's not such a Hasidic tour. You don't have the women on one side, women in the back, women in the front. It's a nice modern Orthodox tour. You got women in the middle. You got men. It's all great. You sit next to your wife. Whatever it is, everything's great. It's a normal coach bus. It's the same proprietor. You're all paid the same $10,000 to go to this tour for Eretz Yisrael. It probably now is much higher at this point. Whatever it is, right? You're in your nice tour. You're all paying the same food. It's the same caterer. It's the same sandwiches everyone's eating. Why would you not make a Zeman? Or maybe you do make a Zeman.
Because you're moving, you're not kavua.
Oh, so you're moving, you're not kavua. Let's read a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ima you rochvin." Now, rochvin in the time of Shulchan Aruch was not in a coach bus in Eretz Yisrael. A rochvin over here means on your donkey, on your camel, your walker, your horse, whatever you're riding on some animal. Okay. V'amru necha, let's eat. Afal pishakol echad ochal mikikaro. Even though everyone is eating from their own personal food, v'lo yard mehemos. Excuse me. And they don't get down from their animals. So in other words, they're all riding side by side. They all stop the animals, but they don't get down. They're all pulled out of their own private bag, their wife's lunch for them. So, kaimun sha'amdu b'makom echad, since they are all stopped in one place, then they could be mitzarif. They could combine for a zeman. Avlem hayo hochin va'och ochlem. If they're riding and eating, okay? There's the whole chabura, 3 words. Hochin va'ochlem. Hayu ochlem va'ochlem. Riding and eating, whoa, they can't.
Is that the same
as being
wagon,
a bus?
Right. I'm just reading you Shulchan Aruch. I didn't say anything about anything yet. All you know from Shulchan Aruch is that if you're hochim ve'ochlim, you're riding and you're eating, even if they're all eating from the same food, whoa, you're not allowed to be mitzari if you don't combine to make iziman. Says the Mishnah Berurah, okay, that's great. That's beautiful if you're talking about horses. But what about nowadays where we don't really ride on horses? Says the Mishnah Berurah 150 years ago, or whatever, 130 years ago. We're going to get a guy. I have plane, train, wagon, car, bus. We're going to get to all of them. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uve Yoshvin Ba'agala. Okay? So again, let's be very precise. This is an old-time wagon. This is not a convertible. This is not your, Bentley, whatever this is. This is a wagon. Okay. V'ochlim biyachad, and you're eating together, kishay nosin, when you're traveling. He says, look what I wrote over there earlier on by benching, he talks about, that the Magen Avraham is mistapik b'zeh. He doesn't know, could you combine or not? Uvachai Adam Echriya, and he says, the Chai Adam comes out that, b'zeh v'chein b'chol makom she suffik. Anytime you're not sure what to do, b'shlosha yizamnu. Three people make a zimin, aval ba'asara, but with 10, yeshwachosh, we should be concerned to say God's name in such a situation, and therefore you don't make a zimun with God's name. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously you could still say Rabbo Sai Nivarech, and you could say everything, you just don't say Elokeinu. So the upshot is, a wagon, you cannot make a zimun, you should not make a zimun of 10, according to the Mishnah Berurah. You're with me?
Proof of that.
Okay, good. Let's hear.
Bus or the Samar bus.
You know,
they stop in every morning on the bus.
Okay.
They stop and get out of the bus for Shemana Esrei.
Beautiful. So, wow. I don't know. Is that what the call bus does from Lakewood also? You have to find that out. Okay. Is it a Machlokas Mansi bus call bus? I don't know. Does the call bus really stop? I don't know. I didn't know that. I said, how do they time that? Where are they going to... where are they?
It's on Route 17.
Always on Route 17. I hear you. Okay. So, that's interesting. So Shmon Esrei needs a certain type of kavan.
Well, they're still saying kavan.
No, but with Shmon Esrei needs a certain type of kavan. That may be a different thing. Here, benching, it's not necessarily a kavan issue, or is it? Yeah, fine, but is it a kavan issue? Is this a kavan issue, or is this a tziruf, or is this a combination issue? So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, you don't know. First of all, you don't know why. Mishnah Berurah did not give any reasons. He just said a wagon. 10 people should not have a zimun with Hashem's name. Okay. Now, the obvious question is why? So now, 3 you can make a zimun. He said, okay, fine, who cares? If you make a zimun with 3, not a big deal. Wagons, yes. But what about 10? So he says no zimun with 10 people for a wagon. So the question is why? No, tell me why you can't have a zimun with God's name of 10 on a wagon. Anyone? I've got 3 reasons you could possibly fit it into. So reason number one, you could say, is, okay, fine, so actually, I'm going to take back, one second. I want to do one thing first, one more thing first. What about a boat?
You know, there's a story, Mishnah in Shabbos.
Yeah.
It talks about Rabbi Akiva, I remember.
Yep, on a boat.
And when he came to Dalet Amos, he wouldn't walk outside Dalet Amos.
Yeah, but what about benching? But did he do a zimun on a boat? Yeah, no. So before we get to a wagon and explain the reasons, I just want to contrast you for a second to a boat. Can you make a zimun on a boat? And the answer to that is, according to all Boskim, yes. So now you got to understand why a wagon, no.
I mean full-fledged, with the volcano in the hull.
The full-fledged, the volcano, yeah, sorry, I'm only talking about now 10, because of course 3 you could do. Boat, you could do 10 with God's name. Wagon, you can't do 10 with God's name. Why? What is the difference? And a horse, it sounds like if it's riding, you can't even do 3 people. So what's the difference between a boat and a wagon?
You're not,
so I got 3 answers.
I have an answer.
Yeah, let's hear.
I said if the wagon is being pulled by a horse, the horse may not be clean.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. But let's assume, though, it is clean. Let's assume it is. Let's assume that you can't smell anything and that, I don't know, let's say he's got a very enclosed wagon. Because you're right, if you have issues like that, then you can't even bench. But we're talking about Zeman per se. That's a good point. Yeah, no, what are you going to tell me? Why wagon versus boat? So answer number one, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is that by a boat, only the water moves, not the boat. Now, what that means is that doesn't mean practically, obviously the boat is moving, but we view it as if the boat is stagnant and the water is just moving around.
Carrying the boat to its next place.
Correct. But the boat itself is not, well, maybe it's, you don't feel it, I don't know. But he doesn't really fully say that, but like, right, he doesn't fully say the feeling. So I want to leave the feeling out because that's going to be another answer possibly. So his answer number one is that we view it as if the boat is not moving.
With the sails or without the sails.
Just tell me what he says. Answer number one. Right, correct. Would it matter the size of the boat? So I don't know. Is it just the waters? But I'm not sure. But if you think about it a little bit, it's true. And this, that's okay. Like a motorboat, maybe it's different. But a regular boat in those times, for sure. I mean, I don't know. How is the boat moving? A little bit, it follows the waves. So in some ways you could view it as the water is pushing the boat, and therefore the boat's not moving, so technically you're not moving. The water around you is moving.
If you're on a river, not on an ocean.
Just tell me what he says. Answer number one. Answer number two is of Yaakov Emden. He says it's very simple. It's a pure bumpiness factor. On a wagon, it's more bumpy. A boat is less bumpy. But the ikar, the main consideration, the distinction between them, is bumpiness. Okay.
And seas, then you can't do that either.
If you're on an open seas, well, look, the question is of a open, of a rough, sorry, rough seas. I don't know. Okay, a rough sea, is it more bumpier than a wagon? I don't know.
Why is bumpy?
I haven't been on an open sea like cruise. Has anyone here been on a cruise?
You've been on turbulence on a plane.
Correct. Oh, we're going to get to that. I'm going to time out of the plane. You're going to apply to me a plane in 1 second. I hear you're jumping. You're jumping. But they're good. Is a boat, but the question is a boat. So according to the answer number two, the Maruk Seer, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's a bumpiness factor.
But
a boat.
Why is bumpy a criteria?
Okay, that's a great question. You're going to have to address that. So the simple way to address that, I think, is that it, in terms of Zimun, it has to be that we're mitstarif together, that we're combining together. But if it's bumpier, so you know what you're busy doing? You're not really thinking about eating next to the guy next to you. I mean, I'm speaking this out a little bit. Maybe I'm elaborating too much. But you're busy holding on to the side, trying to make sure you don't fall over. It's not, you're not focused with combining with the people around you.
Have you had seasick?
You're seasick. Okay, answer number three is Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, listen to this, two words, yeah? Avanosim besvina. When you go on a boat, okay, nearly the mitzvah from gam kshoeches, you could combine for a zimun. Why? Here's the two words: desvina ave. Because what's so unique about a svina? Makom kvius. It's a permanent place. No, what does that mean? Sense number three.
When they went on boats, they didn't go for a
exactly.
Day trip.
So he doesn't say that, but that's how I understood it. He doesn't say that, but I'm going to learn like you. I think what he's saying is a third reason. It has nothing to do with reason number one about what's moving it has nothing to do with the bumpiness per se. It has to do with the permanence factor. In those days, a famous story, it's my favorite story in all stories. Yeah? It's not my notes, I just have to tell it to you because it's my favorite story. Is that we once went over to Rav Eliashiv and I asked him a Shaila about Eruvim and boats and cruises. The guy's going on a cruise. So he told Rav Eliashiv, we're going on a cruise. And Rav Eliashiv's the Shaila about like Shabbos and whatever was Tchumen. And so Rav Eliashiv says, well, what's a cruise? So he said, you know, he says, you go on a boat and it goes in the water and it just turns around and goes and it comes back. She says, no, he doesn't understand. And the boat goes out there, it stays in the water for a few days and then it brings back. He says, where he said it probably in Yiddish. He says, where is it going? Could not understand the Shaila Bichla. Okay, so that's one of my favorite stories. But this is the boat. So a boat, though, they went on a boat that was for a purpose. They didn't just go on a boat stam. So it was a permanence. They went to go on a trip. You go on a 5-day trip. I don't know, even 50 years ago, my Zaydi went to Eretz Yisrael. He took a boat, whatever, 60 years ago. So after college, when they took a boat. It took 2 weeks to get to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, for people my generation, it's mind-boggling. But that concept is that you went on a boat. It was a permanent trip. As opposed to a wagon, no one really stays in a wagon. You could stay in a wagon for a long time, but you get off the wagon in the middle and you don't necessarily go in a wagon for more than an hour, two or three probably without getting off. So that's answer number three. Okay. Now we need to apply, huh? Oh, so now we need to apply it to our friend the plane and the train. So let's do the plane first. Or we could do both together. According to reason number one, which is that the water moves, not the boat, but by a wagon, you're moving, not the road, okay? So how does that apply to a plane and a train? So by a plane, you could say, and this is what the Arlitzion suggests, that the air is moving. The plane is not moving. And therefore, just like on a boat, well, you view it that way. Obviously, it's not scientifically correct. It's not scientifically correct, but it's not scientifically. I don't think they're not saying a scientific calculation of this. It's just that how it's felt. I think it's how it's felt. It's how it's viewed. Like you view it, like you don't feel that you're traveling in a plane necessarily. You don't feel like you're traveling in a boat. So not necessarily because of the bumpiness aspect, but because of, it's just not, you don't feel like you're driving. You see the cars around you. Maybe it's like what you view. I don't know if that's how it's viewed.
Einstein got his theory of relativity.
Oh, so that's way above my knowledge over here. But yeah, well, you can help us out over here. But the point is that the
scientific.
Okay, but the point, it's not a scientific shot. But the idea is that it's how it's viewed. So the Arlitzian says, if the air moves and not the plane, so just like you can make a Zimun of 10 with Hashem's name on a boat, make it on a plane. But a train, he says, because a train, you know, you feel that it's moving, and you see that it's moving, you see it, and therefore it's moving, not the cities around you. And therefore, on a train, he would say, no 10. So according to Arlitzion, plane yes, train no. That's a great question, because do you have a tzirif on it? I don't know the full answer. We probably need it. It's a great point. It's a great, great, great point. I'm not sure the answer to that question. So again, I don't know if it's how much you see it as much as we like view it in our heads. It's unclear. They don't really elaborate on what the shot. And that is, it's just that they view it. They say, like, you know, it's as if the air is moving.
If you can picture that the boat is moving because of the water, right. Then you can picture that the plane is moving
correct.
Because of the air.
Correct. And
it's an all or nothing.
The Maruk Tzia, so what about Rebbe?
The water is homogeneous, the air is homogeneous.
They're not really attached to the earth.
Right, correct. That could be, that's the shot. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his pshat, is that we said the bumpiness. So according to this reason about the bumpiness, so I don't know. So you could say both a plane, so I'm going to say for Beis Baruch, he says, according to this Rabbi Yaakov Emden, maybe both a plane and train, you can make a Zimun of 10 with Hashem's name, because look, unless there's real turbulence on the plane, a plane's pretty smooth, and same with the train. It's not as bumpy as a wagon, where you go up and down whenever you remember. There are wagons, you probably were pretty bumpy. So according to that, it says the Sefer Beis Baruch, contemporary Sefer, maybe according to that reason, you would be allowed to make it with the 10 on a plane and train. But what about according to Aruch HaShulchan's reason about permanence? So a plane's pretty permanent. You ain't getting off that plane for 10 hours, 12 hours, no matter whether you like it or not, you know, on your way to Eretz Yisrael over there. That's a pretty long ride. It's not the same as 5 days like a plane, but it's also not the same as a wagon. So maybe according to Aruch HaShulchan, you could say a plane, yes.
But there it becomes trip dependent, right?
Correct. But like maybe it's also how we. I'm not sure if it's trip dependent on how we view it again. Like if we view a plane as a much permanent trip than getting into a wagon, correct?
Yeah, there's a ferry.
Yeah, breakfast on the Staten Island.
You just said the wagon,
you're
not going to be on for so long.
Or is it that fundamentally wagons you're never on for so long, as opposed to planes fundamentally are things which are long journeys? I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't have any source. I'm just my conjecture of what I think the Aruch HaShulchan would say. I think Aruch HaShulchan would allow you on a plane and a train because I think he views them as like a permanent trip. Like there's a concept of an Amtrak.
The 747 is a Piper Cub.
Correct. Fair point.
Also, depending on the boat, some boats are yachts that have where you sit down.
Fair point.
Opposed to a plane where you sit.
Fair point. It's a fair point. And that's why it's hard to extrapolate all. But let's end with this. What about a car and a bus? New? So what about a car and a bus? You have your coach bus or your car. New? So according to the reason of the Arlitzion, that what's moving, I think it's for sure you can't make a Zimun of 10. If you can't make it on a train, you can't make it on a car or a bus because the car and bus is moving, not the land around you. So that's easy. Okay. No, if it's stationary, then you can. Yes. If you stop at a pit stop, for sure. Yeah. But what about, according to Maruk Tzia's reason, we said the bumpiness. So there's a car, and I think also a car and a bus is probably as bumpy as a wagon, and that's what I saw some poskim say. Most poskim say that it's just as bumpy of a shape, but if he says, nah, car's not as bumpy, maybe you can make it. But for the most part, most poskim say a car and a bus, you shouldn't say a Zimun with Hashem's name, because it's pretty bumpy. And what about according to Aruch HaShulchan's reason about permanence? I don't know. I put question marks in my notes over here. I don't really know. I think it's hard to say that you, according to Aruch HaShulchan, you would be allowed to make a Zimun in a car and a bus. So I just tell you, I'll sum it up for you, and then I'll tell you a story. It's an unbelievable story. So the upshot is, always by three people you can make a zeman. It sounds like wherever you are, it doesn't make a difference unless you're actually riding on donkeys. They're all next to each other and probably shouldn't.
You're on a common conveyance.
Correct. You're on a common conveyance. Well said. If you're on a common conveyance, it sounds like then for sure you can make. Unless you're on three separate donkeys, you seem pretty good. Right. Okay. Case, another case, you're going convoy, you know, three cars next to each other, and then as you're going, you scream out the zeman. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that for multiple reasons. I mean, I'll tell you when this is going to be a shaiwa. When you have self-driving cars, you see three self-driving cars are going next to each other. You have your whole family going in three separate cars. That'll be geschmack. When we get to those shaiwas, we'll have all rewrite halacha and a lot of stuff. Okay. Huh?
Use the
walkie-talkies. Yeah, exactly. That's a whole other issue. We'll get to those. No, we'll get to the microphone one. No, hopefully we'll do the microphone one. We'll do a microphone at some point. Okay, and halacha l'maisa, but the wagon, so for 10, I think wagon we said no 10. Boat, I think it seemed to be yes. Train, I think, was yes. I think a car bus, for the most part, is no with Shem Hashem, although there's definitely room to rely. And a lot of people on coach buses do say Shem Hashem with the Yevo Yeshiva going together. They all eat the same lunch. I would imagine that some, for sure, would make a zimun of 10 people, although there's a lot of room to say you should not do that. So
you
I was looking,
do anything from 3 to 9, though, right?
Correct. I mean, for sure. Oh, yeah, you could. And even 10, you could do with 10. You just don't say Hashem's name.
Oh,
right. You could have 15 people do it, just skip out Hashem's name.
Oh, okay.
The issue is, I think, the Hashem's name. See, now, I was looking for a good story with the going planes and zimuns, and sure enough, as Mr. Klein testified, we got home pretty late last night from the Yeshiva Ketan Wav Malka, and I had to do other stuff. So finally, whatever, about 1:30, I literally opened up this book, and just to go to Ashkacha Pratis, that's why I'm only sharing this with you, is literally the first story I found had to do with a zimun on a plane. You can't get more mind-boggling than that. I couldn't get over this, yeah? Literally opened up the book and I started looking for a story. This book on Brachos, and he's got a great story. So Rav Shach, the Panovich Rosh Yeshiva, was 90 years old, and he took upon himself a Kabbalah. He took upon himself a very famous Kabbalah that he was going to bench from a bencher every single benching. Rav Shach knew benching by heart, I would imagine, especially at age 90. He knew it probably in his sleep. You could wake him up, he could do it probably while he was sleeping. Yeah? But he said he's going to always do it with the bencher. And of course, once Rav Shach got known to Bnei Brak that Rav Shach was benching from a bencher, every single benching, all Bnei Brak, you know, started trying to copy Rav Shach. Okay, it was a big thing. Rav Shach is doing this, so the yeshiva guys and Panovich, they started copying Rav Shach. One boy, his name's Moshe, comes to Rav Shach a year later and says, Rebbe, I've been following Rebbe, it was so inspiring, that every single benching this past year, I've benched from a bencher. Except for one time. One time. I missed it. So Shach says to him, what was that one time that you missed it? So he said, I was going on a plane and I didn't have a bencher with me. I didn't have anything, you know, with me. I couldn't, there's no Jew there. I didn't have a sitter, whatever it was. And so I just benched by heart. But other than that, Rebbe, I did it every time. Shach says, oh, you messed up. Rebbe, I mean, every time except for one, I did it. He says, what was I supposed to do? It was on a plane. I didn't have a sitter. I couldn't do it. So I just benched myself. I shouldn't have benched at all. So Rav Shach says, no. He says, you could have written down all of benching and then benched from a wrote down. That's Rav Shach. That was Rav Shach. The lesson is that we take liberties on a plane sometimes. Yeah, we wear our t-shirts, we kick off our shoes, you know, and we walk around, we're watching movies, we don't necessarily always watch movies, but on planes, when we have a heter, we watch movies. People throw out all of halacha sometimes on a plane. The answer is that you gotta have the same kavanas that you do when you bench in at home in a plane. However, halacha understands human nature, and then that's not the case. And that's why a lot of these cases, even though you think, look, why can't you just say Hashem's name? Because we know, God knows that when you say Hashem's name on a plane, it ain't the same God's name as when you're sitting in your house around your dining room table. We should be zochel when we say Hashem's name, okay, we should be very careful with what we are saying.